Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network, and heading into this hour's guest interview segment. Really cool interview this morning. Country musician Nate Burnham is in studio today after doing some hunting in western Wyoming and southeast Idaho, and some success up in the hills too. Nate, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Duke, man. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Appreciate you coming by. We spoke with you a few months ago just before the Lincoln County Fair. You performed in Afton at the fair, had a big concert right after the rodeo Saturday night, came back to get some hunting done. And well, tell us about Wyoming. What have you liked over the last couple months performing here and now coming down the hill with the big bull elk?
Yes. No, I had a great time at the Lincoln County Fair, full tent when we were playing, and it was a great show. We loved it. Want to come back. And I got a lot of friends out here in Star Valley area that I guess I call family too. They're the type of people that I can, if I need a place to stay, I call them up, and there's a couch or a bed for me to crash on. And so got a lot of good friends and stuff out here, and lived in Idaho the last 5 years before I moved back to Texas. So I've kind of got that elk archery bug that some people get around here. I do love mule deer hunting and everything else. I don't really discriminate. I'll do whatever the season is. But definitely, I think my latest addiction is the archery elk. There's just, September's got to be the best month out of the year. So.
Well, obviously, you know a little bit about what you're doing up there, because it sounds like you came down with one this last fall, huh?
Got a nice 6-point bull.
Nice.
And my biggest bull ever. And pretty excited about it. Last year, I got thrown off a horse. That sounds better than falling off a horse, right? So I got thrown off a horse last year, and I separated my shoulder. It ended my archery hunt early, so I need a little bit of redemption. It was the first year I hadn't gotten a bull, so this year didn't have to eat tag soup again, and I'm pretty excited to go back home with some elk.
Nice. Well, good deal. We're grateful that you had the chance to swing by the studio on your way out of town and talk some more. As I've gotten to know you a little, Nate, and listen to your music and hear you perform and do those types of things, it's become clear that country music is a lifestyle for you, right? It's not it's not just something that you do for fun, but it's the guys that really do country music and do country music well, they live that life.
Yeah. And I, especially for songwriters, right? We're looking for experiences, I guess, to talk about. And I think for people who listen to music, authenticity is as important as a good song or, you know, a good voice. And so being able to live a lot of the things that I write and sing about, I think is as important to me in the music as it is for people who listen to it. So, a lot of the songs that I've written, I draw off of personal experiences, and I think that's what country music is about. It tells stories and it tells people's lives, and when you can connect with people on that level, I think that's the most rewarding part about it.
Nate Burnham in studio today, and we have a couple of Nate's songs on the spur, Live and Learn, including I Got Game, the new one. Yeah. I Got Game, just brand new, released.
Yeah, so that's one of those ideas you have as a songwriter you get super excited about, because there's that phrase where people are like, I got game, or I can spit game. And I told my wife one night, I was like, hey, babe, I got a lot of game in the freezer. Like, I hunt game, and it's all just wrapped in wax paper and stuffed in there. There's just so much game. And she's like, you are ridiculous. And I was like, I know. So I locked myself in a bathroom, and I came out with this song. We just released it right in time for hunting season right here. It was August 30th, I think. So
perfect.
I'm going to play it for you guys.
Yeah, let's go ahead. Let's hear it. Here's I Got Game, Nate Burnham.
Well, it started with a BB gun when I turned 8. Shooting coke cans 20 yards, line up on a gate and backcountry hunt. Blasting up in heels because I'm picking up sheds like they were dollar bills. Dropping magpies at Grandpa's cherry tree. Right about then, lit. Occurred to me that I love to hunt. Got varmints on the land. Hogs are in the crops. Coyotes got a hen. I love to hunt. Manna for the taking. Morning of them all. But I wrap them all in bacon. Yeah, I like my birds wild. My fence is low. Free range, fair chase, non-GMO. Ain't no room on my wall. My freezer's full. Ain't no money or fame. But you can say I got game. Six, dog, trip line, bow and some sticks. Yeah, what we're going for, I don't discriminate. Cause if I got a tag, it's gonna get eight. You can raise a cow through 4-H adoption. Not even trees pull elk across public land. I love to hunt, it's a manner for the taking. Morning dove and bob whites, I wrap them all in bacon. Yeah, I like my birds wild, my fence is low. Free range, fair chase, non-GMO. Ain't no room on my wall, my freezer's full, ain't no money or fame, but you can say I got game. Gun dogs and some good friends. I want a big ram, grand slam. Maybe one day I will get them. Cause I love to hunt where I've never been. Dream all year of going again. Yeah, I love to hunt. There's records for the making. Boone and Crockett folk young. I just want to break them. Yeah, I like my birds while my fence is low. Free range, grass fed, non-GMO. Ain't no room on my wall. My freezer's full, ain't no money or fame, but you can say I got game. Ain't no room on my wall, yeah, my freezer's full. Ain't no money or fame, but you can say I got game.
I got game. Nate Burnham in studio on the Spur during the weekday wake up. You can catch Nate on the Spur with that song and others. And of course, that one out right now, available for purchase. Nate, where can people get your music?
Yeah, right here on the Spur. You guys can check it out here, but also anywhere you stream or download music, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon. You can ask Alexa to play it at home. And, you know, YouTube is just, it's everywhere right now. So
it's all out there. That's Nate Burnham from Texas, but he spent a lot of time in Western Wyoming, kind of a second home for you, it sounds like.
Really is. I mean, I knew the people, I got to work with a lot of, like, and some of the people around here might know some of the Semidannies. I don't want to name drop too much, but, like Holyoke and the Kenningtons the guilds, I had a great relationship with them, work-wise, and just found out, man, there's just some good families and good people that are here. And then, man, you come through here in the summertime, it is one of the most beautiful places that you could ever set foot in. Really, the drive from Idaho Falls to Star Valley, and I've said this before, is my favorite drive in the country. And I've spent a lot of time on the road, but I think, you know, summer, especially the fall when the leaves are turning, it is hard to beat this place. Just got to keep the Californians from driving, just moving here.
True that. No, true that. Well, Nate, thank you so much for stopping by. We hope to catch you up with you again.
Yeah, man. Well, I appreciate that so much.
Country musician Nate Burnham in studio on the SVI Radio Network.